Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We're rolling to hour number three of Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN, 800-919-3776 is the number. Be part of the conversation with us. We'll go full buffet with you here for the remainder of the show as we lead you into the K-Show. And, of course, today is NFL Franchise Tag Deadline Day. And so we've already seen a couple of very interesting names already.
Well, Medibuke just got tagged. Medibuke. I'm just meant Medibuke. For the Ravens. Mm-hmm. 13 sacks, D tackle.
Okay.
Just got signed.
They're going to tag him.
Yeah, just got tagged.
Okay. Also, Antoine Winfield Jr.
Yep.
Getting tagged by the Bucks.
He the best save. But how he didn't make the Pro Bowl, but he made All Pro. Like, the dude that went to the Pro Bowl didn't have any interceptions. It's crazy.
And the bigger story is who's not getting tagged, and that is Adam Schefter reporting that the Giants will not be placing the franchise tag on Saquon Barkley. And the tag number has been reported at about $11.9 million. And
that's peanuts, man. They paid the dude $10 million last year. They got $30 million.
But the tag for him... Yeah,
it's $12 million.
Yeah, $12 million.
Like, what the hell are we talking about? So, like, just get a man $12 million for 2 years. That's 2 years, $24 million. But they hate him. And I don't know why they hate him, but they definitely hate him, because if a dude that came in was not a distraction, did everything they were supposed to do last year, and you got $30 million more in the salary cap that you didn't know, nobody knew what the new salary cap was going to be this year, it's a whopping $30 million extension or adding on. Like, why don't you go restructure some of these other guys that you've been paying all this damn money and try and find $2 million for Saquon. Last year, it's almost as stupid as when the Yankees, went to arbitration with Judge and it was over like $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, are you kidding me? Like, he not worth $1 million? Is not Saquon Barkley to Aaron Judge to the Giants?
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
He was 85% of your damn offense.
And that's what they don't want.
And okay.
They don't want that.
Yeah, but he did it. So
he did it, but they and he got hurt. They don't want that.
He didn't get hurt when they wanted to playoff game.
Well, no, he didn't get hurt 2 years ago, but he did last year, and everything went to hell when he got hurt.
So good luck with that dude. Good luck with that dude.
He wants to be a Giant for life, and the Giants basically have said this is the price that we are willing to pay for a running back.
No, basically he's saying you my side piece.
That we're not willing to pay that for a running back. We got other needs, and you're not a priority.
Saquon Barkley make less than their linebacker. Like, what are we talking about, son?
Let's see.
Dude was second overall. This dude was 85% of your offense. He's a 2-time Pro Bowler.
Yep.
And you paying a linebacker more money than you paying him. Listen, like, what are we talking about, man? That's crazy.
He turned down a $23 million guarantee last year, right? Two years?
That's just two franchise tags in a row.
Right?
Okay. Like, two franchise tags is $24 million.
Is he getting more than that?
Yes.
Who?
Houston. Gang.
And the Giants are saying, go ahead then. God bless. Go. Prosper. We do not value the running back position at that number.
And Saquon is going to say.
And I understand it.
Saquon say, don't worry. I'm leaving today. Y'all be leaving tomorrow because y'all going to get fired without me. How about that?
Well, they have a lot more needs. And apparently it includes the quarterback position.
Huh.
Because they paid Daniel Jones, and now they have a little bit of buyer's remorse with Daniel Jones, according to Rich Eisen. You want to hear this?
Let's hear it.
Number three of my top five rumors I heard at the Combine is the Giants are absolutely done with Daniel Jones.
Wow.
Done.
Wow. Absolutely done.
Done. Might have to play him this year.
Whoa.
But that ain't it. And they feel that ain't it. The words I heard at the Combine multiple times. Two words were buyer's remorse.
That's the worst words to hear after you sign somebody to a contract. Now, remember, Joe Shane recently.
Yeah, he was forced to
do it. Did say that they expect Daniel Jones to be ready for training camp and that he's their quarterback. And he said all the right things. Joe Shane has to say things like, we believe in him and all that stuff. You have to. But what Rich Eisen is saying, and like, again, Rich Eisen's not a guy to just make stuff up. The guy spent the whole week at the Combine. Tell me he doesn't talk to everybody, which he does. So you're hearing that. Bart, first and foremost, let's just judge this on a level of news. Is this breaking news or Captain Obvious?
The fact that they would be so open about it, probably, if people know about it. I would say it's in the middle.
You know because I mean? The Barkley not being tagged is not breaking news. That's Captain Obvious. We kind of knew. Jordan Renan was telling us this for a week.
But this is something because this means that they're going to have to address a serious backup or a serious draft pick to go get somebody. And I'm thinking that if I'm the Giants, I'm going Michael Penix Jr. If I got two first-round draft picks.
Two second-round
draft picks. I'm trying to move back up either if Penix falls that far.
Yep.
I'm not looking at the Mims kid from Tennessee. Like, his film isn't consistent enough. When you look at what Penix did, if you didn't see the Michigan game, he would have been considered a top five pick, a top 10 pick. And I don't let one game define a player, especially when my team was getting ass kicked by a defense that was clearly the best in the country and clearly was a team that did NFL caliber stuff.
Let me push back on one thing with Penix. And yes, Penix makes sense is because you can get him. You don't have to use the first round pick to get him, right?
Right.
So at six, you're probably not getting one of the best quarterbacks in the draft. So second round pick, you have a better chance at getting a good quarterback.
I'm going neighbors.
But right. I agree with that. But here's the problem I have with Penix. And even though, and we saw at the combine, he's telling everybody that all his medicals are clear. All the teams have asked for his medicals. Everything's clear.
Everybody said his medicals came back great.
But the guy does have a history of getting hurt. Daniel Jones had a history of getting hurt. I kind of want to get a durable quarterback. Don't I want somebody that I know can be there?
Hey, if I could
again, Dable comes from having 6'5", 240 Josh Allen.
Yeah, Penix is 6'2", 220.
Okay. With a history of knee injuries, shoulder injury, the rib. Like, the guy was like an operation table game.
Did you see those hits he was taking? Those would have affected anybody.
Okay.
That wasn't a him problem. That was a man.
Line problem?
How the hell you ain't see the blitz? Y'all the offensive line of the year. Y'all got the war. Yep. How the hell you don't see these blitzes coming from these Michigan Wolverines?
Isn't that what
they
a quarterback's supposed to read,
they got,
too?
Yeah, they got – no, but he's standing in the pocket so he can deliver the ball. And sometimes you got to take him. Sometimes you got to take one for the team.
Okay.
And that's what he was doing. They were wearing them ribs out.
Okay.
They asked him, hey, what kind of sauce you want on them ribs? You want North Carolina? You want a little honey mustard? You want some vinaigrette?
So you're looking at this as Daniel Jones will play out the year.
Yeah.
And he might not finish the year as the starter.
If it goes bad.
Or
keep Tommy DeVito around.
Yeah, okay.
To be your backup.
Okay, so no Tyrod.
Nah, because that's too much money.
So that means then you have Tommy DeVito.
Tommy's super cheap.
But then you're going to have
but he
Jones and then whoever you draft?
No, it's going to be Tommy DeVito and whoever you draft is going to be developing in Penix.
That's my point.
Yeah,
so it's going to be Jones, one, your draft pick, two, and then DeVito's your third.
No, Tommy's going to be your backup.
You think Tommy DeVito's your backup?
Now they compete and he develops, he sees the game.
Right.
And if the season looks like it's going to crap, which it might be because Philly's going to be a lot better with those
coordinators. Feels like they're rebuilding, doesn't it?
Right.
Moving on from Saquon.
But that's what I said, though.
They're not married to Daniel Jones.
Remember I said that first year was fool's gold?
Yeah.
Right? So
you're winning with other people's players. Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you go there and you get Penix. And if Daniel Jones is balling, how many people need a quarterback that's under $40 million? Mm-hmm. So what if somebody goes down and you can trade Daniel Jones like in late October and get something back for him? And then just promote, Penix if he's ready.
800-919-3776.
That's what happened to Lamar Jackson, right?
It's
Flacco was struggling.
Same thing. Yeah.
And he moved up and he played and they went to the playoffs.
And he was ready.
Game.
Yeah. Well, same thing happened with Dak Prescott. Fourth round pick.
Yep.
Tony Romo got hurt. Boom. Yep. All right. Before we get to your calls, it is hour number three. It's Barton Hahn. So what's that mean?
It's the,
come on.
Brooklyn Sun Power Hour, 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 Hour. I'm from Marcy, son. Word to my mother. Like, no,
what it do, though?
What it be?
I was just kind of, it's like, yo, like, why do dudes from Brooklyn be so aggressive? Like, yo, word to my dad, bro. Word to my dad, bro. I mess with you, son. Anybody mess with you out here, B? Word to my dad, B.
It's emotion.
Like, what?
Very emotional.
Yeah. Like, bro.
Yeah.
Pipe it down a little bit.
If you missed it, if you're just joining the show now, Bart earlier was having it out with all five boroughs.
Just saying.
It was interesting, just to say the least. Bart had beef with every borough and couldn't understand why New York, as a city, wasn't just Manhattan.
It's too big to be a city.
Why do these other boroughs have to be involved? And
most cities aren't.
We had to go through all that.
Outside of Houston, no cities have that type of radius. That's a lot of square footage.
Now, this Rich Eisen thing is interesting in one thing that you, and you said this earlier in the show, is you said that the locker room and the impact that not signing Saquon and it had in that room, because the players love him. Right,
he's done everything right. He come to work. He plays hurt. He shows up. He's not a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And this how you treat the this how you treat the that guy.
And here's Kayvon Thibodeau. This is from the 7 p.m. in Brooklyn podcast, talking about how the Giants made a mistake in who they prioritized when they paid them.
You paid Daniel Jones $40 million. Me, I believe.
A lot of people was mad at that. A lot of people was mad at that, but I was like, listen.
Let me tell you what I'm mad at, and it's the only thing I'll say about that. What I'm mad about is that Saquon, because if you look at the game, the tape, Saquon was responsible for at least 30% of our explosive plays.
Oh, yeah. Not more.
Talking about the year we won the playoff game. So for me and for the integrity of working together and hard work, and we all believe the same things, I feel like Saquon should have got paid first.
And so Kayvon, a young player, saying this reflects what, right? A lot of times players say what's reflected in the locker room, right? Mm-hmm. Like how the players feel. And so that's the sense you're getting in the room. So this is clearly, all right, new regime came in, like you said, first year, let's just take what we got and do what we can with it. And they had a good year. And the coach won coach of the year, and they made the playoffs, and they won a playoff game. And that was important. But I think all along they kind of knew, all right, let's see if we can run it back. And they couldn't, because what, again, you go kind of, what was on brand was Daniel Jones getting hurt and Saquon getting hurt. And they both went back to what you would expect. Both those guys got hurt. And so now, as a franchise, if you're Joe Shane, you're looking and going, okay, we got to bring our own people in now.
Who's
we
got to
get
people?
Our people. Well, that's who.
What
they,
do you mean, you people?
Who they draft, right? Who they draft, who they want, how they want to play, all that stuff. And that takes longer. And it also puts a lot of pressure on Joe Shane, because you better get it right. Because if you miss on a quarterback and miss on some, you will be set back years.
We
see it all across the NFL.
The thing is, this is like a year two of the rebuild, but it's year three of the regime.
That's a good point.
So that's what happens, right? So they're getting judged as they're trying to re-sculpt the locker room,
yep.
Change the dynamics as far as the where the money's allocated, got rid of Leonard Williams, was able to get something for him and get some of the high-priced bad contracts out. They're going to let Adoree Jackson go and all that stuff. But the problem is that they're not going to get credit and they get treated like they're this year two of a rebuild, because this is year three of the regime.
Mm-hmm.
So they're under pressure this year.
Well, you got to get the pick right.
With everything that has come out and the fact that Evan Neal is not a good football player, at least not so far, is seen as the regime not being able to get the roster right.
Well, they got a new offensive line coach because they clearly want to focus on the development of their players, and that wasn't happening. So 800-919-3776. Johnny in New Rochelle. Johnny, start us off.
Bart, I want to name some names, and you just follow along with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Derrick Henry.
Yep.
Tony Pollard.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre Swift.
Mm-hmm.
A.J. Dillon.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon Barkley. You mm-hmm. know what all those guys have in common besides being the best running backs in the NFL?
This team's moving on from them.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all those teams that have those guys are moving on from. Now, Bart, I want to say something else. A.J. Dillon, Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love. DeAndre Swift, Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurst.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Cowboys, Tony Pollard, Dak Prescott.
I don't understand what you're saying.
What does the Giants not have that those teams have?
Oh, well, the Captain Obvious is the quarterback, right? But
Jordan,
Jordan Love wasn't, you know, who he was at the beginning of the season. It was because they leaned on that running game. But also, when you talk about
– at what point do the Giants have to say to themselves
– they just did.
They probably already did. In our division, we probably have the worst quarterback in the division.
Well, that's
Washington would say that,
but when they get Jayden Daniels, then you probably will have the worst quarterback in the division.
Ooh, because
now you got to chase him around.
The Redskins
are about to get at least the number one or the number two quarterback in the draft. Either one, interchangeable.
Yeah, Jayden Daniels.
Okay,
yeah.
The Giants are strolling out DeVito. That's our quarterback. I'm a season ticket holder, and I sit around a bunch of guys and girls who are season ticket holders also, and we see each other 8 or 9 times a year. at these games. And it's just impossible for us to be positive about this team when we have a guy who we pick sixth and he's constantly hurt. Mm-hmm. And when he's playing, he's not productive. Mm-hmm. We brought in this coach who was supposed to be an offensive guru in an offensive-based league. Okay, that's fine. This wasn't his quarterback. This right. wasn't his pick. We have to allow him to make his pick now. And then we could see where we're really at.
So Johnny, if they make their pick and he turns out like 2 years, the pick still hasn't developed yet, that'd be five years of Daboll.
And you keep going up there and you keep swinging.
No. But I'm talking about the regime. I'm talking about the regime.
Well, they have to get it right. But they have to get it right.
Because you hope, you think that this team isn't going to be picking six anytime soon.
Well, that's the bigger question.
So if you're not going to be picking six, then you want to spend that on a quarterback.
You got it.
How controversial would that be?
And that's why I want to ask. Johnny, you're a season ticket holder, you care, clearly. But at the sixth pick, you're not getting one of the top three quarterbacks in the draft. You're not.
So I agree
six,
with you.
So are you going to be aggressive? So
why,
are you suggesting
opinion,
you move up?
So what do you want him to
we
do?
We have to move up.
Mm.
We have to. That's what I'm trying to say.
So do you call with who though? Arizona.
But
Arizona is the only person that you can move up with because they want a receiver.
Yep.
And if they go to six, and if it's 1, 2, 3, 4 quarterbacks.
Oof.
But
you're still getting the fourth best. You're not getting the third.
Yeah, that's true. You need to be top three.
You know, Patriots are taking a quarterback.
Yeah,
Washington's taking a quarterback.
Chicago's taking a quarterback. So you may not have a choice, Johnny, because
what's the difference if you wait till six because the two teams between you are not taking quarterbacks?
Yeah, because the Bears
to move up
to
four doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, yeah. Unless somebody shocks you like the Patriots and they get somebody else because they trade for Justin Fields.
Yeah. No, you'd have to convince 1, 2, or 3 to deal with you, and they're not going to do that.
No, what I'm trying to say is, what if we package? Hold on, guys. Hold on. The number one pick, from what you're hearing from a lot of these ESPN guys, is that it's possibly for sale. Am I right in saying that?
No, hell no.
I'm not believing that for a second. They always say that.
No, there's no way it's for sale.
They want somebody to make them a crazy offer, but there's no way that's true.
You think they want to be the team?
But you're telling me if the Giants called, hold on, if the Giants called the Chicago Bears and said, guys,
what are they offering?
We're going to package the number six pick with whatever draft capital is needed, and we're going to throw in, I don't know.
Who?
No, you need three number ones. No. You need three number ones. They just got Montez Sweat. Why do they need Kayvon Thibodeau for it?
Yeah, and they don't.
On the other side of the line.
They want the quarterback, though, because they don't want to pay Justin Fields when they're not in line with paying a quarterback
right now. Right, when $60 million is about to be the new going rate when Dak Prescott pushes there and Tua Tagovailoa gets paid this offseason.
And remember, again,
knowing that Trevor Lawrence is right behind
him. Right. What's the solution? Bart, you tell me the solution is to trot out Daniel Jones and Tommy DeVito as his backup?
For this year, yeah, man.
Yeah,
you're rebuilding.
Unfortunately.
And you can draft
Penix. It's another year down the drain.
Bro,
that's just a fact.
Bro, it's two other teams that's already ahead in developing their program in front of you. I don't think it's nothing you can do this year to catch Dallas. And there's nothing you can do this year to catch Philadelphia.
And to be fair, Johnny, the two other teams in your division that are far ahead of you, when did they draft their quarterbacks?
8 years ago?
No. That's not what I asked.
No, saying what round? Yeah. You're right about that. That's fair.
Jalen Hurts, they didn't know what they had. They knew what he was, and let's see.
And then
he became so.
But
Dak
they still
Prescott.
Had Carson Wentz, didn't they? Didn't they still have Carson Wentz when they drafted him?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can have a number one quarterback that's not playing well, and you can
see. So the idea that the panic at six and then the desperate move up. I'm telling you, it doesn't always work that way. And I'll go back to even this. Look at the drafts the last couple of years. Just the one 2 years ago. The Jets got a pick at number two. The number one pick in the draft is Trevor Lawrence, and he's been good,
but
not great. The number two.
The worst quarterback draft in the history of the NFL.
And there was five of them. Think about how many were taken in the top 15. Mac Jones, they hate him in New England. Justin Fields about to get traded. Trey Lance already got traded, and Zach Wilson, they're trying to trade.
Okay, so then, guys, how come? Okay, that's fair. It's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what we're saying here?
Well, of course it is, but you still have to get it right. You have to get the quarterback position right. It doesn't matter where you get them.
Guys, then. Where's the giant talk with Kirk Cousins then? Let's get a proven guy.
Kirk Cousins ain't come here. Why would Kirk Cousins want to come here?
He don't want to play in New York. Remember, he didn't want to come to the Jets. He doesn't want to play in New York.
But y'all not ready to win. Yeah, what receivers? Who he throwing to?
But he didn't want to come to New York.
Why wouldn't you want to go to Atlanta where you can throw to Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson?
Too. You got
to
get some weapons.
Like, y'all are not attractive right now. Y'all not the cool squad right now.
It's a good point.
Like, why would a quarterback that's at the end of his career want to come and be scrutinized by the media in New York and still not have the weapons to get
his
job?
And who do I have to throw to? There's no Justin Jefferson here.
You're taking Saquon Barkley.
If we're going to say that, then nobody's ever going to come here. I mean, if you're not true.
No, people without options.
You're a star guy on defense.
No, people without options.
When your defense, when the Jets got lit up, they weren't talking about those other guys. They were talking about Bart Scott. Right?
What
are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do as a Giant? We're not going to get anybody ever?
No, but that's not how it works, though,
You're not going to get the guy. You ain't going to get the number one guy.
Yeah.
If everybody wants a quarterback, would you want to go to Pittsburgh or would you go to Atlanta or go to the Giants? When you think of the roster building, Giants don't have a line or
that's why you
to
have to. See, you're in the build. Here's the thing, Johnny, and it's just we've seen this with all our teams in New York. You're in the build process. The build process doesn't happen overnight, especially in the NFL. You have to have a great draft that gives you. Why did Aaron Rodgers come to the Jets?
Because they was building a program.
Because
he saw
the draft picks and the young talent that they were collecting, and he said, "I could be a piece that can help that team."
Yep.
And so the Giants are still trying to build those pieces. They don't have enough of those pieces. They have some, but they don't have enough yet.
They don't have the elite defense.
This draft could set them up to then get there.
Right, right.
You got to give Joe Shane a couple of drafts to get the foundation built, and that's what this is about. So he could take a quarterback later, second round or whatever, and then just see, okay, is this a guy that we could develop? If not, okay, the next time around, or free agency. But in some way, somehow, you've got to get the quarterback. That's always been the chase in the NFL. You got to get the quarterback. They don't have a top 2-3 pick in this draft to get one of the best ones. So they have to see, is there someone else that we really like that's going to be worth our time? I don't think it's at 6, but I think Bart's right. It could be with one of the 2 second rounders. And that's how you have to look at it. Yeah?
Yeah, in my opinion, that's how you have to get talent on this team first before you can attract a premier talent. Got the number one options. What the hell did he come here for?
Exactly. A great quarterback comes in here with mediocre talent and doesn't win, and you think people are going to be, $48-50 million a year and doesn't win?
And he's familiar to his market. He played for Washington. He's been in Giants Stadium. He know what it's like. He know how crazy it is.
Remember, he doesn't want to play in New York. He made that clear with the Jets.
A place
this
like
is not
Atlanta?
A market he wants to live. His wife doesn't want to live here. They don't want to be here.
Place like Atlanta, nice and slow, pretty much like it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? He can be cool. He can go to Lemon Pepper. He can put his chains on and hang with the black people.
I don't know if that.
No.
He's very
what I'm saying is
modest human being.
No, what I'm saying is it's calm. Like, even though Atlanta is
you're right. It's still more his speed.
Yes.
He's more like that. All right, we got lots of calls to get to. We'll get to those at 800-919-3776. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bank bone, my hip bones connected to my heart. Ha ha.
They want effects.
Is this Brooklyn Sun?
Hardy, heart, heart, heart.
Is this
Das Effects?
Is this Brooklyn Sun?
Yeah, I think they are Brooklyn, right?
No, it's Harlem Sun.
Where are they from?
Staten Island, Westchester.
No, no, no. Jacob, looking it up.
No, I think they're from
Westchester.
It says Virginia here.
What?
Uh-huh.
They down again, there with, it's they all down influence,
they down though. Well, down there with
you see how they got the sound, though?
No, no, no.
See,
they took the sound.
Nope. Yeah, each person is from a, well, they all met at VSU, but one person from Brooklyn.
Oh, there you go.
One person from T-Neck.
Dun, 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 dun. There was so many references in this song to, like, to your childhood. Like, the whole song is, like, referencing commercials and cartoons and everything you grew up on. All they did was just put all this stuff together. It was all referencing.
They stole that from Eminem.
Hysterical. Well, Eminem was, like, 3 when these guys came out.
And he still was a better rapper than
them. Oh, my God. 800-919-3776. Marcus in Union. Question for you, Bart. Marcus. Damn. Made a boomerang reference and everything. Oh. And Marcus not ready for it. Call back, Marcus.
Come on, Marcus.
Eddie in the Bronx. Eddie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Love listening to y'all. Huge Giants fan. But this is the thing, and I've always felt this way, is that Dable's on the hot seat, but it's crazy that he is.
Yeah.
Because if you just took the two years and you just reversed him, if he had the success this year,
yeah,
and he failed miserably in his first year, everything is fine. So the thing is, and I always felt this way, and I know people probably killed me on this one, I thought you should have just let Daniel Jones walk and you should have started Mike Glennon.
Well, but they
because
messed
now.
Mm-hmm. But the problem is how they messed then, up is he won a playoff game. Even though Saquon did it, he won a playoff game, and that's not easy to do, and especially going on a road to win. So they were pressured. But the problem was if they would have just picked up his option or just did something like that and not let him play it out, he bet on himself and he won because he won a playoff game. If it would have been reversed, then they would have had him. They'd be like, we won, but, you know, we going to go in another direction. And then they could have went another direction. But now you kind of had to give it to him because it appeared the pressure from the community, I believe, and the fan base.
Yeah, and I'll say this, and to a lot of Giants fans, we're talking about trading up. I know you as a player, Bart, y'all respect the acumen 100%. I know as a player, you cannot tank. You can't tank. But as a Giants fan, I was rooting for this team to lose down the stretch.
Yep.
And this is why. This is why, because now you're talking about, we got to trade up. Yep. You wouldn't have to. And the thing is, I always say this as a fan. As a fan, I always say this, you're connected to this team long, far, far longer than any of these players will because you're still rooting for them after 20 years. So the thing is like people say to me, if my team can't make the playoffs, give me the highest pick. Does it guarantee anything? No, but you can get, I guarantee you, if Chicago or if the Panthers had it, they can get a boatload of King's ransom for what they have at number one right now. And I think the best thing for the Giants right now is trade back. I would love to take Alt, but we already have a left tackle.
Well, if you talk about receivers, there's plenty of great receivers that's going to be out there. Like,
but you say trade back, meaning out of 6?
We're saying
get picks.
I would say get some more picks. The thing is I would love to take a receiver too, but how are you getting them the ball?
Trade with the Jets.
You can make that argument. Like, does the receiver make the quarterback? Quarterback make the receiver? You know what I mean? Like, if I'm a route runner, get separation. I mean, how did Garrett Wilson get 1,000 yards rushing? I mean, receiving this year. How the hell did he do that?
And you're right. You're absolutely right. My thing is, I'll be honest with you. At some point, I'm like, do I think Daniel Jones is the guy? Like, no, I don't. And people say, well, if he had this and if he had that, and I'm like, at some point, you got to start saying to yourself, like, if you don't really know by now, the answer is no. Is no. So I think going forward, I don't know. What do you think the Giants should go at 6? Because
I have no clue.
I think they should go with neighbors. They should go neighbors because they need a number one guy that can make people win. But the thing is, we talked about they need a number one guy because they've stacked in the box against Saquon, but nobody's going to stack the box. We don't know who their running back is anymore, right? So it's nobody they respect. So if I feel like I can stop you because your running back's just a guy, then I can just double whatever good receiver you bring in. But you got to have somebody that can make it easy for Darren Waller and make it easy for the other receivers that they have on the roster, right? Robinson and all those guys. Like, a number one receiver can change the dynamics of everything. Just look at what Debo Samuels does
For Brock Purdy.
Yeah, for Brock Purdy. Look what Justin Jefferson does for and Addison's pretty good too. But Justin Jefferson does for Kirk Cousins. So if you can get that, then that gives you an opportunity. But if you don't have a running back, they're just gonna stop it with a light box and double everybody. That's why it works hand in hand. So it's gonna be, I would go neighbors because he arguably could be the best receiver in the draft. Even though he's going number two, you might have the best receiver in the draft, and whenever you can get the
number one guy, he'll be the second receiver taken.
Yeah,
but it doesn't mean he will. He could still end up being the best.
And that's the same. That's the same with the quarterback position.
Yeah,
right? Jaden Daniels may end up being the best.
That's already been the argument at number one. Is are you sure you're getting the best one if you take Caleb Williams? Mel and Rahway, Mel.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. You bring up the Zach Wilson draft. The Trevor Lawrence draft. A lot of bad quarterbacks all over there. But I would also like to bring up this, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson are very two late-round picks. So with that being said, I would love if the Giants were aggressive with that sixth pick and try to take one of the best quarterbacks. To me personally, the guy from Michigan, they say he's like a game manager.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with
him. Yeah, they say he's a game manager, but I'm saying, ever since I recapped throughout that phrase pretty balls, that really made me look at quarterback throwing the ball and all that stuff. And I think of it great. But this guy Pyrex, man, I don't know, I think he was pretty entertaining. I like what he's on the field.
Yeah, Penix.
I wouldn't mind.
You see that ball, how that ball jumped off his hand, man? You see when he was throwing those out routes?
He has probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life, so.
I'm telling you, that ball, he got arm strength, man. His deep ball accuracy is amazing, man. Like he impressed me. Watch him throw the ball. You can tell that his ball was different than anybody else's.
And you don't have to take him in the first round. I think there's a feeling that he's going to be a day two quarterback taken. And so if you feel that much about him, maybe you have that opportunity to do it there.
Only simply because you'll know. Like I can see a team like Pittsburgh or somebody moving back up into the first round if they don't get their quarterbacks in free agency. If the Justin Fields thing doesn't work,
right,
or the Kirk Cousins doesn't work, or the Russell Wilson. So that's a good thing. The draft is so much farther than free agency. It allows you to know, all right, well, we getting back in. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to get one of these guys.
And the Russell Wilson thing is going to be interesting too, where he ends up, because that's all the different dominoes that affect everybody else. Louis, the Iceman. Louis.
Ice, baby.
Han, Bart, love you guys.
What's happening?
You guys all the time on the road. I'm going to make this short and sweet because I'm on the road right now doing my runs, my deliveries and stuff.
All right.
First and foremost, Bart, love you. I know you're from Detroit. I know you're from Detroit and everything. Just want to let you know New York City's. Yes, sir. You are New York City's adopted son.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm the stepson, B. I'm the stepson. Word on my mother. Word on my dad, B. They adopted me out here, son.
He's the crazy stepson. We all go, yeah, he's not really from here, but we keep him around.
Bart, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from Flatbush, Brooklyn, represent.
Ah, so you got something to say to Jake, right? You got something to say to Jake because he was talking about Harlem. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about that, B. He say he's a Brooklyn. Man, ain't lit.
Listen, at the end of the day, I'm a Brooklynite. I'm a Brooklynite to the core. I'm a New Yorker at heart, and I got love for all my places in New York. So it's love to Harlem too.
Man,
I got family out there as well. So.
Man, that was so mature, man.
I was
trying to do some ratchet hood rat stuff. You just went so mature. I can't do that. You wouldn't even take the bait, right?
Nah, Bart, you a fool, man. And love to Long Island too, because I got family out there as well, Han. So
of course,
love to Long Island too.
Yeah.
But real quick, I just wanted to talk about Saquon's situation and like I was telling the gentleman that answered the call, I just wanted to say, this is coming from somebody who initially didn't want the Giants to draft Saquon. But I just wanted to say, I feel like these past couple years, he's definitely done it the Giant way, and I feel like the Giants as an organization, as far as I can remember since growing up watching them, they've always done things in the right way and done right by their players. I feel like maybe in this situation, they might be doing Saquon a little kind of messed up a little bit, and I feel like because of that, they might take a step back.
I haven't seen a betrayal like this from the Giants since they did Justin Tuck wrong. See, and that's what happens. Until you do right by them, nothing good is going to happen to you, Giants. You ain't doing right by Saquads. Until you do right by me, ain't nothing good is going to happen to you.
It's a lot of things, if you think about how they handled Eli.
Justin Tuck.
You know? Like, even though Eli has a good relationship with the organization,
Listen, the reason why Saquon is here is because they placated.
Yep, that's right.
To Eli, because they would have got a quarterback.
They
would have
taken
two.
A quarterback.
And here they go again, all these years later, and they right back at. Listen, the Giants draft picks have been 6, 2, 5, ever since they got Saquads.
Yeah. And how many have they gotten right?
None.
And, well, they got Thomas right, Andrew Thomas.
Took 2 years.
Yeah, but that's the one.
Thibodeau.
Are you sure on him? I mean,
yeah, he got double.
Pretty sure?
Sacks.
Yeah, pretty sure.
I
right?
mean, Mekhi Becton helped him out with 3. But, you know, that's a different story for a different day.
Connor in Brooklyn. Connor.
Hey, what's
up, Brooklyn,
guys? Time,
Brooklyn listens
time.
To us, B. Yeah, Brooklyn listens to us. So let me start. Yeah. Let me start leading to Brooklyn. Yep.
Listen, I think if you're a Giants fan, you know, you made your bet, you got to lie in it. I think you got to roll with Daniel Jones one more year. Bring in a guy like Russell Wilson on a prove-it deal. I think it'll be good for the both of them. Just let that ride. Take the best offensive playmaker available.
Did you just say let's ride?
Trade down.
You did the Russell Wilson, let's ride.
No ride.
But I think that'd be a good move for both of those quarterbacks.
Would you want that distraction from Daniel Jones?
You know from the get, media would be all over Russell.
Let's ride.
I can't imagine people screaming for we want Russell. I don't know.
It's the Giants. You know, it's like you got Daniel Jones on one more deal before you can cut him. So you let him play. You bring in a guy who's proven he can do it. Let them compete. See what happens.
Oh, Nick.
You know, if Russell Wilson has, if he can revamp his career here, I mean, the Mariners, it seemed like they loved him years ago when he first wanted to get out of Seattle.
So tell me, it's very interesting to me.
You get
him for 1 year that he probably is not going to play much for $1 million, and then are you going to give him $50 million off
of
no?
You don't know that.
How do you know he's not going to play?
Okay.
I like what Connor brought to the table here. Connor, thank you. I like what he brought to the table.
Okay, let's say he does play well.
If you're the Giants,
you're going to give him $50 million more than what you were paying Daniel Jones?
If you're done with Daniel Jones, right? If you're done with him and you need a quarterback and you know in the draft, I'm not going to get a guy that's going to be able to just come in right away and be the star. I don't know if I can do that. But what I do know I could do, Russell Wilson will want to play in New York. You know that. Can I get him here on a really, really, really cheap deal? And then
now,
say,
no, he's going to be here on a cheap deal. You only got to pay him $1 million.
$85 million dead cap. How much is going in his pocket?
Yeah, but
he doesn't have to worry about. So he's not coming here for the money. He's coming here for what? The market?
He's still getting the money, right?
He's still going to get paid. So my point is that if you're the Giants, is this that crazy of an idea, of an option?
You
want
to know why?
Why is it crazy?
Because it's going to stop you from drafting one.
Why?
That's what you need to do.
What do you mean? I can still take Penix in the second round.
So you're going to take Penix in the second round.
And then I have Russell Wilson. I don't need Tommy DeVito. Daniel Jones is here.
Daniel Jones.
I'm paying him that I don't have to pay Russell Wilson.
So he's going to start. Daniel Jones is going to start. And then, then Russell's going to prove, that he can get him.
Yeah.
And then so now you're sitting there, and Penix ain't going to get no chance. So
I wouldn't be drafting him to play him right away anyway.
I don't think
I'd be in that place.
I understand that, but then next year Russell's going to be looking at you in the face like, okay, I need a contract now.
Well, I think you would do something that has an extra year on it, and then just option stuff. Like
you can't mess with this contract because Denver's got the dead cap. At the worst, if you keep on the roster, that becomes you.
How's that rule work?
What do you mean? You picking up his contract?
No, you're not. They're cutting him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're cutting him?
You can sign him for anything.
And you think he's going to sign up for something less than $30 million? Less than $40 million?
Why? He certainly doesn't need the money.
If you think he's going to be the starter?
The market?
You don't understand what I'm saying? If he think he's going to be the starter, you think he's going to take...
I'm saying this. I don't think it's completely off the table.
You think he's going to take Baker Mayfield money?
I'm going to ask you this. Do you think right
then,
now...
Dan Penix, you drafted Penix.
You think upstairs with the Giants, this is not an option?
What I'm saying, no.
You think they aren't even thinking about it?
No, because that means you're going to sit behind... That means Penix is going to sit for 2 years. If you decide... If he sits there and then you decide to pay him...
You're also assuming they love Penix. You don't know that.
They can love Bo Nix. It's a lot of other guys out there. Mm-hmm. They can love the Mims kid from... they can love J.J. McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of guys they can like.
Right, but... Now, like you can't expect they're going to play right away anyway.
But
Russell Wilson gives you an opportunity. No. Let's see what he can do for a year. And if this works out, we just got ourselves
a guy who.
No, he's Russell Wilson when he's good is a top what quarterback.
So you're going to sit your quarterback down for 2 years, and then you're going to see if your second round draft pick can play his third year where he's going to be a free agent the following year.
Isn't that what the Jets did with Zach Wilson?
No, they started him for 2 years and then set him.
Well, they got Aaron Rodgers.
And they owned his rights.
When it was time to figure out what they're doing.
And they owned his rights for 5 years, not four.
Yeah, well, that's the second round thing.
So just imagine if you sign, you draft Penix.
Mm-hmm.
You sign Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And then next year you say, oh, Russ, we want you to be the starter the next year. Now you have a guy that's been sitting on the bench for 2 years and you only own his rights for 2 years. And so the third year, you're going to say, well, this is first year starting. And then the next year, you got to make a decision if you're going to pay him $50, $60 million.
So you think it's completely out of the question?
Yes. I think you stay with Tommy DeVito because if you got to go to Tommy DeVito and if you're getting your ass kicked, that's a good thing because that means you're going to get a good enough pick to be able to do something else.
I get that part of it. All right, 800-919-3776. We'll finish up with calls. Some thoughts tonight, Knicks and the Hawks.
Oh, Jamal Adams. You can go get Jamal.
Yes, Seahawks releasing Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs as well.
How did he like the success that he did leaving the Jets?
Mm.
He played in no playoff games, and he went to a quarterback that could be worse than the one that the Jets have now.
And he helped the Jets, too, with those draft picks. So.
Yeah, appreciate you.
All right, the very latest on Jalen Brunson's availability tonight and more. Stay with us. But first, Bart, can you tell us about Samwell?
Yeah, man. Friends, go see Dr. Jay Shaw. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It's time for you to reclaim your active lifestyle. And you say, Bart, how do I do that? You do that by calling Dr. Jay Shaw at Samwell Pain. Dr. Shaw treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, nerve pain. Dr. Shaw also is a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, no scars, no incisions, no downtime. Call Dr. J. Shaw and take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without any pain medication. Enjoy your pain-free life. Same day or next day appointments are available. Go to SamwellPain.com and put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. J. Shaw by going to SamwellPain.com right now. Regain your active lifestyle and enjoy all your favorite activities pain-free. Soundwell Pain now has three convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SoundwellPain.com. You'll wish you met Dr. Jay Shaw a lot sooner. Most major insurances are accepted.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, K-Show coming up in just a few minutes. Boys waiting to go.
Upside down.
Knicks and the Hawks tonight at the Garden.
Inside out. What do you mean by that? Round and round, you turn me inside out. What you got? You keep getting that.
Boy, turn me. Inside out and round and round. There's a lot going on there.
Spinning like a top down side.
You know what? I need
you
to
think
look
the Olympics
the
are in Paris?
Now.
No, it's the Olympics are today, baby, in this bedroom. There's a meeting in my bedroom, 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 bedroom.
Now, did y'all know she's having a concert May 17th? She's coming to Jersey.
Yeah, that's why you played it, right?
Man, listen, I'm gonna be right there singing that song.
You gonna say I got you upside down. I got you. If, you ain't never had.
Don't let Tracy be there.
This song came out in 1980.
That's the year I was born.
Instinctively, you give to me the love that I need. I cherish the moments with you. Respectfully, I say to thee, I'm aware you're cheating. When no one makes me feel like you do. What does that mean?
Wasn't he cheating?
I'm aware that you're cheating. Huh. When no one makes me feel like you do. She's like, I don't get that.
I don't know. Does he got an assistant? He got a rose at the same time? What are you doing?
She said that, later on, she goes, I know you got charm and appeal. You always play the field.
Oh.
I'm crazy to think you are mine.
Oh.
As long as the sun continues to shine, there's a place in my heart for you. That's the bottom line.
Ah, don't matter. You know,
like she's basically saying, like, do what you got to do.
But long as you put it down with me.
It's too good for me to get mad that you're running around.
Are you talking about my daddy?
I'm just saying that's what
I heard. They used to call my daddy Sweet Brick Willie. Yeah, boy. I'm a bad man.
Oh, my God. The latest injury report continues to have Jalen Brunson listed as questionable for tonight with the left knee contusion. No Trae Young tonight for the Hawks either. Trigger. He's been out. So, again, when you think about the fact that the Knicks don't have to play again until Friday and that you are exhaling because this Jalen Brunson injury is something that would have him as questionable, not even as out for tonight, that all they're doing is calling it a contusion, that's all positive. But now, does he play tonight? Does he give it a go? Do we get he's going to warm up and see how he feels? I don't know. But when you think about it, the Hawks have struggled. They've been in New York since Wednesday, by the way.
Oh, they've
you know
been,
that, right? They've been here, right?
They played
the Nets on Thursday and Saturday. Lost both.
I wonder where they went. Did they go to Brooklyn? Did they go to Staten Island?
Well, they're in Brooklyn.
Did they go? No, I'm saying where did they go for the extracurricular activities?
But I'm saying, what are you getting out of the Nets? They've been here for 7 days in New York City. We'll see. I mean, the Hawks. We shall see. Knicks and Hawks tonight. Coverage here right after the K Show, which is coming up next. Bart, I'll see you tomorrow.
Don't forget your suit.
Oh, that's right.
He tags me now.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.